Despacito.
How's it going, KC? Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. It was kind of slick for me coming in. It's below freezing, 27. It'll get higher today, but did you have some slick spots out there when you drove?
No, I think you're just a horrible driver.
I am a horrible driver. All right, pretty excited about this. I was thinking about this promotion. Imagine it's, you know, you're watching the big game around halftime, and then you get a knock on the door, and Justin Timberlake's performing. This could happen to you.
Or imagine you're not watching it because you don't have a TV. And then we show up and bring you one. We are crashing your halftime party for the big game. What you're doing is you have three chances every weekday, okay? At 7 o'clock with us, at noon with Jenny Matthews, and at 5 with Davo. And you'll be caller 9. You could win a $25 gift card to Dave & Buster's. Then you'll be a finalist for us to come to your house during the halftime party with food, drinks, and a 50-inch 4K TV.
I'd be that guy that wouldn't answer the door because I never answered my door.
You'd think it was a salesperson.
Well, nobody's allowed in my building.
That's like a publisher's clearinghouse nightmare where they're standing outside your door with balloons, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not home.
After 7.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station.
Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Sarah's going, what's publisher's clearinghouse? I'm so young, I don't know what that is. Who's Ed McMahon? So let's talk about the Oscars. They came down yesterday, and pretty much, I don't think there were any huge surprises, but in case you missed it, I'll kind of summarize it for you. The Shape of Water, 13 nominations. Now, that is one shy of the record, which is 14. La La Land got 14 nominations last year, which is a record that it shares with Titanic and the 1951 classic All About Eve. Dunkirk got the second most nominations this year with 8.
That's a good movie, by the way.
I still haven't seen it. It's followed by Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri with 7, and that one, Three Billboards, is the one that is winning the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice and the SAG and all those things, so I really think it's going to win the Oscars. A record tie number of women were nominated in competitive Oscar categories outside of acting this year, and that includes Lady Bird director Greta Gerwig, who's the first female director to be nominated in 8 years. Get Out director Jordan Peele. He's the fifth African-American to earn a Best Director nomination in the history of the Oscars,
wow.
And I think, if I heard this correctly, he's the first African-American to be nominated for something that he actually directed, wrote, and produced. That's right. A big deal to do all of that. Now, if he if he wins, then he would be the first black director to actually take home the award. And also, Get Out is the first movie released in February to be nominated for an Oscar since The Silence of the Lambs back in 1991. That's not a usual time for big hit movies. It was kind of a sleeper hit that just grew and grew and grew, probably because of amazing interviews like this when we talked to him.
For me, horror was kind of a natural fit. It's very similar to making comedy. And I'm just such a horror fan, so I wanted to make a crazy movie, and so I made the horror version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I can tell you with 100% certainty, this is not based on real life. This is not an autobiography.
Yeah.
but it is a movie that sort of creeps along, kind of like Rosemary's Baby or The Stepford Wives. You know, it ends up with a couple twists and turns that are pretty nuts, but the audience is having fun.
But now, wait, Jordan, you said it's not based on real life, but I've heard you say in interviews that it was kind of inspired by things that happened to you. Is that true?
Well, yes, but not my, you know, I wrote it before I met my wife. So it's not, I can't say it's based on my in-laws or anything, but
have they been calling?
Yeah, right, yeah. I blink twice if you are in trouble, Jordan.
If you're not aware, he's married to Chelsea Peretti. She's a comedian.
Now, I remember when we talked to him, I don't think he thought this movie was going to be as big as it was.
No, I mean, that's when it had first come out.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't think anyone thought it would be. It's so different and unique and unlike any other thing that is winning awards. Now, Christopher Plummer, he's the one that replaced Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World at the very last minute. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He's 88 years old, and that makes him the oldest acting nominee in the history of the Oscars. He's already the oldest actor to win because he won for his supporting role in Beginners in 2012 when he was 82 years old. Also, John Williams, Star Wars fame, he's now added to his record number of music scoring nominations with 46 for the Star Wars The Last Jedi. He has 51 nods overall, including 5 for original song. That's the most for any living person and second only to Walt Disney's 59. Isn't that crazy?
That's very cool, though.
See, I told you that Star Wars thing was going to stick around. Now, the 90th Annual Academy Awards will air Sunday, March 4th on ABC. It will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel for the second straight year, and he's done this little promo where he's making fun of last year's Best Picture fiasco.
You know, I dream about it every night.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Best Picture, Best Picture, Best Picture.
Moonlight! I can't even open the mail because of, you know, all the envelopes. Just piles up. I've tried to get past the past, you know, put it behind me, but it just catches up to me. I feel like I'm losing my mind. And then the worst part is, they want me to do it again.
Really?
So what do I do?
I don't care what you do. Just get out of my house.
I thought we were like in this.
Out.
Warren Beatty, of course, popping up there at the end. You know they're going to bring him back to do something during the show. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's with daily lunch specials like 2-for-1 Burger Wednesdays, half-price sandwich Thursdays. They can't be beaten. For lunch, go to Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 in Kansas City are disappointed that our team isn't playing in the big game this year. But we got to admit, we're pretty excited about Justin Timberlake performing at halftime.
Hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
So we decided we'll just crash your party.
As long as I got my suit.
Suit and tie, optional. Our friends from Dave & Buster's will hook you up with the food, the drinks, and watch JT during his halftime performance. Just listen each weekday during the hours of 7, noon, and 5 for your chance to win.
Touchdown!
From the station crashing your big game halftime party, Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3, powered by Dave & Buster's.